What if I told you that 10 out of your current clients already know someone who would hire you today? If only they were asked the right way. Yeah, let that sink in. We spend so much time chasing cold leads, running ads, optimizing funnels, when there's a warm network already sitting around the campfire, just waiting for someone to hand them a marshmallow stick. But here's the problem. Referrals don't happen just because people like you. They happen when you build a system that activates them. And today, we're not just flipping a switch. We're building a chain reaction, because a true referral engine isn't a one-time spark. It's a referral reactor designed to produce continuous compounding growth. So if you're not already subscribed to the show, now's the time to fix that, because this episode is going to turn your casual word of mouth into a nuclear level growth machine. Let's light the fuse.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever delivered phenomenal work for a client? Like, truly knocked it out of the park, only to sit there weeks later wondering, why haven't they referred anyone? I mean, they were thrilled. You got the thank you mail, maybe even a glowing testimonial. But that pipeline of warm introductions you were hoping for? Crickets. Here's the brutal truth. Most business owners treat referrals like birthday wishes. They cross their fingers, close their eyes, and hope for the best. But guess what? Hope is not a growth strategy. And that's exactly why we're here today. In this episode, I'm going to show you how to engineer your referral system. Not just encourage referrals, not just ask for them. I'm talking about creating a predictable, repeatable, and scalable way to turn your happy clients into a referral generating force of nature. Because when you get this right, your marketing costs go down, your client quality goes up, and your profits, oh yeah, they finally start looking like they belong in your dreams, not just your spreadsheets. And look, I get it. You've been told that referrals are about being great and staying top of mind. That's cute, but would you try to power a city with a campfire? Of course not. So why are you running your referral strategy off of casual conversations and hopeful vibes? This isn't just about getting one or two extra leads. It's about building your very own referral reactor, one that generates chain reactions of growth without burning you out. Ready to find out how to get started? Well, let's dig in. Let me tell you first about a recent client. We'll call him Joe. Joe runs a killer consulting firm. Smart guy, great team, clients love him. I mean, really love him. Every engagement ends with praise, a testimonial, maybe even a LinkedIn shout out. But month after month, Joe's pipeline is purely fed on advertising efforts. And like a lot of us have been noticing, the costs of advertising has been rising sharply for quite some time. So he was looking for a way to augment his marketing efforts to help reduce his overall cost of acquiring new clients. So I asked him the obvious question, how's your referral system working? He looked at me and said, well, we just do a great job and assume people will spread the word. Spoiler alert, they didn't. And that's the myth. The happier clients automatically refer. That being really, really good at what you do is enough to spark a steady stream of introductions. But it's not. Why? Because referrals aren't emotional. They're situational. People don't refer unless three very specific things are present. And here's where we fire up today's metaphor. Your referral system is a lot like a nuclear reactor. You don't get energy just by having uranium. You need three key elements to make the chain reaction happen. First, you need fuel, a material capable of producing a powerful reaction. Then you need containment, a controlled environment to manage the energy and direct it. And then you need a trigger, a moment, an action, or a mechanism that kicks it all off. Same goes for referrals. You need your fuel is the right type of client, someone who wants to refer. Your containment is the framework you use to make referrals safe, structured, and easy. And your trigger, that's your system, the automation. The moment you nudge the reaction into motion. And most businesses are missing at least one of these. And that's why their referrals fizzle out like a damp sparkle on the 4th of July. But once you have all three, boom, chain reaction. And that's exactly what we're going to build together, starting with the core of your reactor, or what I call the advocate activation. All right. So if referrals are a chain reaction, your first job is to stockpile the fuel, but not just any fuel. We're talking about enriched material because referrals don't happen in a vacuum. If you want to build a referral culture, you have to be part of it. Some of your best advocates might be people you've referred business to, partners, vendors, even past clients, like way past clients, not just yesterday, like a few years ago. The more you fuel their reactor, the more likely they are to power yours. Now, not every client is going to refer you, and that's okay. You don't need every client to become an advocate. You just need the right ones, the ones who already love what you do, already sing your praises, and already have a network that trusts their word. That's your referral fuel. Those are your advocates. And identifying them, it's easier than you think. Start with your inbox. Who sent you that thank you, you're a lifesaver message? Who gave you a glowing testimonial without being asked? Who's ever said, I told my colleague about you, but you never heard from that colleague? These are the clients quietly saying, I'd love to refer you. They just don't know how. And this is where we go nuclear, because raw fuel is unstable without containment. You need a framework, a way to turn vague enthusiasm into precise action. So let's build your referral activation framework, a three-step framework that will spur your referral sources into action. The first step is to create simple scripts that give your advocates the exact words to say. Don't leave it up to them to figure it out. Hand them a short, easy to remember line like, hey, I worked with someone who helped us double our conversions. Want me to introduce you? The next step is to create a referral-friendly asset, a one-pager, a landing page, or a short video, something they can forward without needing to explain what you do. Because let's face it, if you leave it up to them, you'll be that marketing guy instead of the person who helps B2B firms scale revenue through smarter systems. The last step involves timely check-ins. Advocates need reminders. Not in a, hey, got any leads kind of way. I'm talking strategic nudges after successful project milestones, or a quarterly check-in, or maybe they hit a big win and you're celebrating with them. Use those natural highs as the perfect moment to ask for a referral.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
A client who says, I'd love to refer you, is like uranium, full of potential, but dangerous if left unmanaged. Because unmanaged energy, that's how you get explosions, or worse, nothing at all. When you contain your advocates inside a solid framework, you take all that goodwill and turn it into a focused, sustainable energy. And once you have a container of energy, it's time to ignite it with the third element of your reactor, referral automation. You see, waiting for referrals to happen is like storing uranium in a shoebox and hoping it powers the city. Not gonna happen. So here's where we flip the switch. If you're relying on memory, and I'll follow up next week to trigger referrals, you're not running a reactor, you're running a raffle. And here's the reality. Even your most loyal advocates are busy. They're not sitting around wondering how to send you business. And honestly, they shouldn't have to. And that's why you need referral automation, the trigger that releases all that contained energy consistently and without fail. Now, before you panic, I'm not saying you need some fancy AI-powered CRM with a referral whisperer plugin, though I think I would buy that. No. What you do need is a few simple systems that run without you having to remember every step. Let's break down a few referral sequences you can implement starting this week. Let's start with trigger number one, post-win follow-up. Let's say a client just hit a milestone. Send an email that says, "Loved working with you on this. If you know another business that could use this kind of result, I'd be happy to help them too. Want to introduce us?" Okay, I'm paraphrasing. You're going to make that sound a lot better than that, but you get the drift, right? Okay, you see how it's simple, it's timely, and it's straightforward, right? Just put it in your own words, okay? Nothing fancy and a touch of directness, which is by design, because if you don't get their attention, they won't take action. Your second trigger is quarterly check-ins. Set a recurring reminder to check in with your past clients, not to sell, but to celebrate. Use the conversation as a soft entry into referral land. After reminiscing on the past wins or maybe recent wins with active clients, you can wrap up the conversation with something like, "You've always been such a great partner. If you ever come across someone who could use the kind of help that we've given you, feel free to send them my way. You always know the best people."
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Schedule this in your CRM or email platform and let the automation handle the reminder. You don't need to remember to ask. You need a system that won't let you forget. Your third type of trigger is twofold, with sending a survey and creating a score strategy. The survey could be something like a net promoter survey you send them after a project. If they respond with a glowing score, boom, they get an automated follow-up email that says something like, "So glad to hear that you had a great experience. I'd love to help more businesses like yours. Is there anyone in your network who comes to mind?" I like that one. See, you can even embed a referral form right in that email. Make it easy, make it fast, make it natural. Because here's the real trick of referral automation. It's not about sounding like a robot. It's about building a machine that reminds your humans to be human. And let's be real. Your advocates want to help. And your job is to make it frictionless. No spreadsheets, no sticky notes, no hoping, just clean, repeatable, self-firing systems that keep your referral reactor humming without constant maintenance. And now that you have your reactor live, how do you know it's working? Well, let's head into the control room for what I call measuring the reactor output. Because if you're not measuring your referral system, you're not optimizing it. I mean, you wouldn't run a nuclear reactor without a control panel, right? You'd want to know how much energy it's producing, whether the core is stable, and if any of the coolants are leaking out the back. The same rule applies with your referral program. So let's talk about the metrics that matter. And no, I'm not talking about vanity stats. I'm talking about the numbers that actually tell you whether your system is compounding value or just fizzling out. Here are four core metrics every referral reactor needs. One, referral given versus referrals received. If you're giving out twice as many referrals as you're getting back, we might have a leak in the system. This isn't about being transactional. It's about balance, because healthy ecosystems reciprocate. The second metric is your referral conversion rate. Out of the people referred to you, how many actually become paying clients? If you're getting warm intros but closing only 1 out of 10, we've got a message alignment issue. Either your advocate are referring the wrong people or your sales process is dropping the baton. Your third metric is advocate activation. And this one's juicy. How many of your clients could be advocates and how many actually are? If you've worked with 50 clients and only 3 have referred you, that's not a pipeline. That's a pinhole. Identify the bottlenecks, revisit your activation framework, and get more uranium in the chamber. The fourth is client lifetime value. And this is from the referrals, because referral clients are usually warmer and they're closed faster and they stay longer. So track that. Compare how much your referral clients are worth over time versus other acquisition sources. If your LTV or your lifetime value from referrals is significantly higher, and I bet you money it is, that tells you exactly where to focus your more effort. And just like that, you've got your referral dashboard. Now, if you really want to gamify this, create a referral leaderboard. Give your top advocates a little spotlight. Tag them in your CRM. Automate check-ins. Maybe even surprise them with a little something when their referrals convert. Because what gets tracked gets optimized. And what gets optimized explodes in the best possible way.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
If you don't know which clients bring in your best referrals, you're probably rewarding the loudest, not the most valuable. So here's the magic of a well-built referral reactor. It doesn't just give you a bump in leads. It creates momentum. See, one referral, that's cute. But a referral loop, that's where things get buzzworthy. Let me show you how it works. Client A refers client B. Client B works with you, gets amazing results, and becomes your next advocate. Then client B refers client C, and suddenly your pipeline isn't a funnel. It's a network of chain reactions. Each new client isn't just another name on your roster. They're potential fuel for your reactor. And when you've got the right framework, automation, and follow-up in place, you're not chasing leads anymore. You're engineering a chain reaction that sustains itself. It's exponential, it's elegant, and best of all, it's earned. You built this. All right, let's do a quick reactor recap. Fuel is your advocates, the clients who already love you and can't wait to tell someone. Containment is your framework, those scripts, resources, and check-ins that make your making referrals easy and repeatable. And your trigger? That's your automation, the systems that turn good intentions into new business. Now, here's your challenge for the week. I want you to identify your top three advocates, the people who light up when they talk about working with you. Then reach out using a simple referral script. Make it easy, make it natural, and make it happen. Because if you do nothing else, just starting the reactor puts you miles ahead of businesses still waiting for referrals to just happen. And if you're ready to go further, if you want help building a predictable, scalable referral engine tailored to your business, I'd love to help you. Just click on the link in the show notes to schedule a discovery call today. And let's engineer a referral system that fuels real, sustainable growth. Again, schedule a call to chat with me directly about how to integrate your referral reactor into your marketing mix today using the link in the show notes. And remember, my friends, being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.